Morning, everybody. Welcome to AMP. Also, good morning for members who joined through Zooms. Let us start our morning prayer with a word of prayer. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for good day that you have given to us. Today, we come to you, continue to read the Bible. We want to know your big plan in our life. Thank you, Father. We pray that Holy Spirit come upon us, teach us, so that we can understand your word. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, as I share a few times about Kingdom of God, today I continue talk about Kingdom of God. This is the fourth part. As you know, if we open the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 3, before Jesus left the disciple, he continued talk to the disciple. We want to know, what is the conversation? What Jesus say to the disciple? There is not much account or story in the Bible that talk about Kingdom of God, especially at the end of the gospel. But still, we can know some part, some conversation, which is make us know, oh, I see, now I understand. Jesus talked to the disciple because the disciple in very, very low spiritual power. That's why he talks and talks and talks again. The first three part I already shared about Kingdom of God is talking about spiritual place. The second part I talk about we need to extend the gospel. The third part I talk about prayer is the way to extend Kingdom of God. And then today, I want to share from Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. We read the last sentence. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. I want to start to share this part by bring you remember how long when God tell Moses to bring Israel come out from Egypt to the promised land. If we go back to the book of Exodus, we can see that a long conversation, very, very long conversation. Moses doesn't want to lead Israel come out from Egypt to the promised land. He said, oh God, I'm not enough. Oh God, I cannot speak. Oh God, the enemy is too big, blah, 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 blah. And finally, God said to him, I will go with you. Yeah, I will go with you. Now, the same situation, try to imagine how is the psychology and spiritual condition of the disciple after they saw Jesus died on the cross. Yeah, and then they know that most of the religious leader don't like Jesus' disciple. And they know that the soldier of Roman Empire want to catch them. They really, really in short or in low spiritual power. That's why, brothers and sisters, Jesus talk and talk again to them. And then the last sentence Jesus said, okay, I'm with you always, and even to the end of the age. What does it mean, brothers and sisters? This sentence wants to tell us that kingdom of God is the union between you and Jesus. Yeah. It's the union between you and Jesus. You and Jesus cannot be separable. Always unity together. Yeah, always unity together. I remember Sunday school song in Bahasa Indonesia and also in English. When God in the vessel, we can sail to the end. Why? Because we go with God. I remember last year when Samuel and Fiona get married, they asked me to pray for them before PSEM give the benediction. And then I quote from Exodus 33, verse 15. If you are not go with me, then I will not go. Yeah. So Moses asked the inclusion of God with us is the kingdom of God. And then this is the supernatural power that God give it to us. Jesus always with us, together and forever. What does it mean, brothers and sisters? First, Jesus wants to tell the disciple, I never leave you alone. I never leave you alone. No wonder, brothers and sisters, if we continue to read the book of Gospel and then go to the book of Acts, we can see Acts chapter 9, verse 4. When Saul searched the disciple of Christ, he want to catch them and then want to kill them. And then in the midst of the journey, Jesus showed himself to Paul, to Saul. And then Jesus said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Yeah. Saul did something back to the disciple, but Jesus said, you persecuted me. That's mean. What you feel, what you have, same. Jesus can feel it. In Romans chapter 8, 28, the Bible said, God worked together. This cannot happen if he is not in our life. Because he is in our life, so that the Bible told us, God worked together. The inclusion between Jesus and us is real. And this is the source of our spiritual power. We live in sinful world. When we really want to serve God, when we really want to extend kingdom of God, it is not easy. There are a lot of problems and challenges. Yeah, a lot of problem and challenge. But one thing we need to remember, that God, Jesus is with us. Yeah, Jesus is with us. My wife told me that today is 23. 2 days ago is 21. My wife said, I have been in Hong Kong 13 years. I come half year earlier. For her, it's 13 years. For me, it's 13 and a half. During these 13 years, we can see that God, yeah, never leave us. Although we face a lot of problem in ministry, but God never leave us. Now, the second point, what I want to share is the evidence of inclusion God in the church from the book of Acts. Let's see one by one, short. Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3, verse 6. But Peter said, I do not possess silver and gold, but what I do have, I give it to you. In the name of Jesus the Nazarene, walk. Brothers and sisters, you see, Peter was a fisherman. A fisherman. And then, now Peter go to the marketplace and he saw a crippled man. And he said, silver and gold I don't have, but what I have, in the name of Jesus, walk. This is spiritual power. How can Peter do this? Because Jesus with Peter. This is number one. Number two, we see Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Now, as they observed the confidence of Peter and John and understood that they were uneducated and untrained men, they were amazed and began to recognize them as having been with Jesus. Verse 15. But when they had ordered them to leave the council, they began to confer with one another, yeah, and saying, what shall we do with this guy? And after that, Peter have power to speak about the truth. How can? The Bible said Peter, John, uneducated and untrained men, because Jesus is in his life. This is the second. The third point, brothers and sisters, remember always Acts chapter 5, verse 12. At the hand of the apostle, many signs and wonders were taking place among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's portion. Yeah. At the hand of the apostle, many signs and wonder. Many signs and wonder. How can sign and wonder come out from this ordinary guy, Peter and John, and other apostle, uneducated, untrained? Because God go with them. So, and finally we can see that from Acts chapter 6 to Acts chapter 9, the story of Stephen. By the end, the guy who persecuted Stephen met Jesus. He is Saul, and God changed him, become Paul. And finally Paul bring the gospel to the Macedonia, another place. This is the evidence how powerful the inclusion God in believer life. The third part, what I want to share is, what is the end of God inclusion in our life? Number one, winning the soul, extend the kingdom. Number two, we destroy the enemy. Number three, we can glorify God through our life. So, if God can use the disciple which is untrained and uneducated, the same God, same promise can happen in our life. Can happen in our life. We just start Igape. In this Igape class, the facility is very small. We only have 2 rooms. And then we open few classes. Our problem is to find a guitar teacher. Yeah. We don't have much people who can teach guitar. And then we have one sister who joined SP. She is from Singapore. But the end of July, she need to go back. Who can help us? Among all the disciples, there are 2-3 senior disciples. They only know few chords, C, D, G, or something like that. And then she teaches the beginner student. And I saw the class so beautiful, brothers and sisters. Yeah. Only have few chords, and then they can join to do ministry. And then one of the disciples joined our Sunday worship. And then she said, oh yeah, every time I come to this place, I feel so peace. Yeah, it seemed different with the outside. Then I said that he was touched by the Holy Spirit. Yeah? Who bring this sister, another sister? If you ask me who they are, same, uneducated, untrained. But God go with them so that they can bring someone come to God. Of course, brothers and sisters, if I do comparison, yeah, between Spin Sister with Solomon Potts member, the highest education of Spin Sister, high school. High school is 33%. Middle school is 60%. And the rest is only elementary school. If I see SP member, education, most of us graduate bachelor. Most of us graduate bachelor. If we compare the ability of Spin Sister, of course they can cook. Yeah, but for other things, technology or other education, they need to learn more. SP member more expect. Yeah, more expect. That's why sometimes Mimi make a joke with me. Hey, Pastor Slamet, your education is too high for them. Don't talk too deep. Yeah, don't talk too deep. Use simple language when you talk with them. Trust me, today you speak to them, next week they will forget. So that you need to repeat and repeat and repeat. But in SP, everything go to the system. Yeah. But then the problem is, if God can use Spin Sister, the same God also can use SP member. 2.5 years, I cannot go to Singapore to visit SP Spin Sister. Yeah. Next month, I will go to visit them. We start from few people. Now, we have around 20 to 25, which is a very dedicated member who really want to join and grow together. So I feel that we still have opportunity. We still have opportunity. We really want to go with God. When we go with God, then we can experience the power of God. Don't you remember that one of specialty of SP discipleship? GIC and then experience. Yeah. Every member who want to step in leadership in SP must finish GIC and then experience God. How we can experience God? Yeah. Experience God is not a theory. Experience God is something real in our spiritual life. Experience God is you need to know that God with you and go do everything that God wants you to do. Too long for us just sit down and do not do anything. It is a time for us to do something. Extend. Yeah. Sometimes I feel that we as a believer too much talking. Yeah. Too much talking. Anyone Hakka people in this place? I am Hukkien. I don't know if Jason Hakka. No. Jason, are you Hakka? No. No one Hakka. So I no need to say because you will not understand. Yeah. There is a food, a sentence in Hakka people. Yeah. Too much talking, no use. Yeah. Yeah. Antokong moyung. Yeah. You remember this word, yeah? Too much talking. To jiang hua, dan shi miu yong. I cannot speak in Cantonese. Yeah. Too much talking, but do not do anything. The Bible already told us that God go with us. And finally, how powerful when God go with us. Go home and read the book of Daniel. Three young men sent to the fireplace, but there is no even one hair burned. One young man sent to lion cave, but the lion didn't beat him. Some people said, because Daniel too much fasting, so he is skinny. But when you go in Pastor Slamet, the lion will say, thanks God, send this fat guy come here. Yeah. But what I want to tell you, this is the powerful of inclusion God with us. We need walk and work for God. And you will experience. This is the kingdom of God. Now, let us sit quietly and try to digest. Do I experience God's promise in our life? Do I know that God go with me? Yeah. If God go with us, sign, wonder, miracle, happiness will come out. In what area I have been joined to extend kingdom of God as SP member? The place where people encounter God. The place where sign and wonder come out. In what area I can bring new people come and join this big celebration. Let us pray for ourselves. Let us pray for SP so that experience God is not a theory in this church, but really something real. You and me, experience of God, because we walk and we work for God.
Thank you. Search for eternity long and find there is none like you. Your mercy flows like a river wide, and healing comes from your hands. Suffering children are saving your arms. That is unlike you. That is unlike you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find that is none like you. That is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find that is none like you. Your mercy flows like a river wide, and healing comes from your hand. Suffering children are saving your arms. That is unlike you. Whoa, whoa. That is unlike you. Whoa, whoa. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find that is unlike you. Mercy flows like a river wide, and healing comes from your hands. Suffering children are saving your arms. That is unlike you. That is unlike you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find that is none like you. That is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find that is none like you.
There is no one like our Lord Jesus who conquered the dead, and he gave us power to us, and he want to walk, go with us, accompany us till the end of the world. So, brothers and sisters, this is a special privilege. Now we need to remember, if you want to experience this kind of power, you only need to walk and to work for God. God bless us so that every SP member who is part of Kingdom of God experience the power of Kingdom of God. Now, let us see and show the power of Kingdom of God by praying for member society who are in physical weakness. They have cancer, they are fighting with cancer. Let's use our spiritual power. Let's ask God to heal them so that we can see miracle happen in this place. Let's pray for people who have cancer. Let's also pray for brothers and sisters who are not in physical weakness, but also we pray for their spiritual salvation. We pray that God open their heart to accept Jesus Christ. Let's also pray for people who are in infirmities condition with many weakness in their body. May God touch them and they get healed. COVID still exists. We pray for Mariko and Janet Ling who has COVID. We pray that God will take away all the COVID in their body. And also pray for frontline medical worker that God will keep them so that no one of them get infected. Let also pray for brothers and sisters who are looking for new job. We pray that God will prepare the best for them. brothers and sisters, let us pray for Singapore SPSG, for Pastor Sam Kim, Indonesia, for Pastor Selamat, and then Philippines, for Pastor Ernie. We pray that God will lead both churches to extend kingdom of God. Let's pray together. Let's also pray for education ministry, SP Kid, SP Youth, SPU, for all pastors who are doing this ministry. Brothers and sisters, always pray for prayer and healing ministry, for IP, for men, the well for Hart and Christine, and river for Rachel. Let's pray together. Let's also pray for local outreach and evening outreach. Yeah, this is the way we extend kingdom of God. Let's pray that more people can join, more people can give contribution, so that more people can feel and see the love of God. Let's pray for pregnant mom. Some of them is very close. Yeah, we pray that they can deliver safely. Yeah, let's pray together. Finally, we pray for house church activity for tonight. There are Kulian West, East Bay, Robinson, Olympic, Robin Hood, and Van Tris. Father Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for giving time for us so that we can come and pray together. In few minutes, we will leave this place, and we know that we are not left alone, but we go with you. We pray that sign and wonder happen in our life. We can experience you, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a nice day.